Good morning, we're Kazim Chiyodim Hilchus Shabbos, we're learning Klach HaBeis, the Melachos of Malabein, and we are talking about the Muksa issue, an item which becomes wet, and Chazal gave it a Muksa status, lest one come to squeeze it out, or it has the Muksa status, because once one may not use it, it becomes the Muksa Machmas Isser, and one therefore cannot move it, once one cannot use it. So he said that items which are still potentially usable, for example, a towel, which is part of it is still dry, is not muksa. A towel which is only damp, or cloth which is only damp, is not considered a problem. Something which the derech is not to squeeze it, you do not mind leaving it wet. So a piece of paper or a shmata, they do not have the problem. There is a problem with a wet sponge. There is a psik ratio that one is going to be squeezing water when one picks it up. So what does one do in a case where there is a shmata which fell into the sink? A person wants to wash their hands. They cannot do so because pouring water onto the shmata is a form of shriya. It's soaking it, and we consider that a form of kibus. So pouring water onto the shmata, even lightly soiled water which comes to one's hands, is clean enough to clean off the shmata. On the other hand, the shmata is muksa. One cannot move the shmata because it's soaking wet. And even something which, simply something which a person does not mind that it's going to be wet, a person can pick it up. We still have the concern of the, like the sponge, that is a psik ratio, you're going to squeeze something out. So in a case where it's something which a person does not mind that it's wet, so it's not really muksa, the only concern is the psik ratio of squeezing. So a person can pick it up using some type of utensil, like putting a knife underneath it and picking it up in that way. So without squeezing it to pick it up, a person is able to take it without the psik ratio of doing skita of malabin. If a case where it is something which a person does mind that it's wet, a person with a dish towel in the kitchen would be soaking wet, a person would want to squeeze it out. So that would be muksa. That situation, what's the solution? So there are many shitas which hold that one can move muksa kilach or yad in an abnormal fashion. So one suggestion is to lift it up with a fork or something of that sort. That's considered a form of how you would move a towel, and therefore it's an abnormal fashion. And one is allowed to move muksa under those circumstances. I found in Rav Falk Sefer, he brings the opinion which says that two people carry muksa together, over here it's going to be mutter. Two people moving muksa in general is a machlokes, whether that's a valid shinui. But over here, Chazal gave a special heter. And what is that heter? The Gemara Shabbos talks about a case where they were coming back from the mikvah. If multiple people are involved in carrying it, not the mikvah, from bathing in the way which Chazal permitted. So if multiple people carry the towel, it's okay. Because the reason why they gave it a muksa status is a gzera, one might come to squeeze it out. If there are multiple people involved, the gzera is not applicable because they'll remind each other not to make a mistake. So this is a unique heter, simply for the situation, in conjunction with the fact that they did need to bathe themselves in certain scenarios, they did need to dry themselves. They did need to get these towels back, so Chazal allowed, so we can apply that heter to the situation. If people can do that together, nobody's going to start squeezing out the item intentionally. And again, we still have to be concerned about the issue of psik ratio of squeezing it out. So a person should take it in a way where it's not a psik ratio that they're going to be squeezing it. Have a good Shabbos. Have a good day.